Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Yes or no? That is the choice millions of Australians will face when they head to the polls later this year. The draft question for the Voice referendum has already been released. Now the nation is starting to see coordinated advertising blitzes from both campaigns. The Albanese government has pitched some $10 million for what it calls an education and awareness program, which includes a neutral pamphlet that answers common questions about the referendum process. But the yes and no campaigns will not be federally funded in any way. As a result, private donations will play a key part in the debate. Campaign Edge creative director Dee Madigan, who also ran the winning Labor Party's advertising campaign for last year's federal election, explains.
I wouldn't be surprised if we're talking tens of millions on both sides. I think what the polling has shown is that the vote's quite soft in the middle on both the no and the yes. So yes, money matters. Most people don't engage in things until just beforehand. So there's that really tricky thing with a campaign. You want to control the narrative, but you don't want to blow all your bucks yet. And I think that's what both sides are sort of wrestling with now.
The government has amended the legislation governing how referenda are run. Australian Electoral Commissioner Tom Rogers says this means there is now a new donation disclosure scheme.
Parliament changed the legislation to bring it in line with the Electoral Act more broadly, which means that there are donation and disclosure requirements. And if you are donating to a disclosure entity, you will need to declare that.
Donors, whether they're an individual, business or organisation, must disclose what they've contributed to a referendum entity if the donation exceeds $15,200. The disclosure period starts 6 months before the referendum writ is issued and ends on voting day. The AEC also says a $100 limit on foreign donations amounts to an effective ban on the practice. Mr. Rogers says those who breach the rules could face civil and, in some cases, even criminal penalties.
And what we're doing is urging people, if they are going to spend money on a campaign or donate, they need to keep records. That will be very important at a point in time.
The AEC also has a transparency register, which Mr. Rogers says will publish returns from donors 24 weeks after voting day.
The funding and disclosure scheme for elections, which applies for referendums as well, is retrospective, not prospective. And that's a matter for Parliament. That's embedded in the legislation. Electoral events are a contest of ideas, and our role is not to prevent that debate from happening, but to protect the process.
Catherine Williams, Research Director at the Centre for Public Integrity, though, is critical of the 24-week period. She believes it is too far from the polling day for true transparency to occur.
We need to have real-time disclosure so that people know before they cast their votes who it is who's been seeking to influence the outcome of a referendum or an election.
While some high-profile donations are already widely known, most Australians likely won't find out who is donating to whom until long after this compulsory nation-defining vote takes place. Omer Dehan, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.